Democrat Barack Obama continues to lead in the national polls and in most of the key states that will hold the balance in next week's election. But Obama cautioned a crowd in Ohio Monday not to take the election for granted and to get out and work hard in the closing days of the campaign.
Ken, don't believe for a second this election's over. Don't think for a minute that power concedes. We have a lot of work to do. We have to work like our future depends on it in this last week, because it does depend on it this week.
Obama is focused on a message of change and unity in the final days of the campaign. He says if elected, he would unify the country, including Democrats and Republicans, to take on the economic challenges at home and the security challenges abroad. But Obama is not backing away from his central contention that his Republican opponent, Senator John McCain, represents a continuation of what he calls the failed policies of President Bush.
John McCain might be worried about losing an election, but I'm worried about Americans who are losing their homes and their jobs and their life savings. I can take one more week of John McCain's attacks, but this country can't take four more years of the same failed politics and the same failed policies. It's time to try something new.
Senator McCain also campaigned in Ohio Monday, and he focused on the economy as well, which the polls show is the number one issue in the election campaign.
With 1 week left in this campaign, the choice facing Americans is stark. My economic goals and policies are very clear.
McCain again distanced himself from the economic policies of President Bush and noted that Americans want change. McCain also continued his attacks on Obama's tax proposals, which some of his supporters compare to socialism.
And that's the problem with Senator Obama's approach to our economy. He's more interested in controlling wealth than creating it, in redistributing money instead of spreading opportunity. I'm going to create wealth for all Americans by creating opportunity for all Americans.
Many political experts believe McCain is running out of time to close the gap in the polls in the final days of the campaign. Alan Lichtman is a presidential historian at American University in Washington.
What's driving this election is dissatisfaction with the party now holding the White House. Nearly 90% of Americans think the country is on the wrong track. The economy is in meltdown. George Bush is the most unpopular president in the history of polling, which goes back to the 1930s.
The fact that both major presidential contenders were in Ohio on the same day this late in the campaign reflects the state's influential status in presidential elections. No Republican has ever won the White House without carrying Ohio. And John Kennedy in 1960 was the last Democratic candidate to win the presidency without carrying Ohio. At the moment, Obama has a narrow lead over McCain in the latest polls in Ohio. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.